If you love dad jokes, get excited. Here we go. It's the holiday edition of Zap Dad Jokes.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I can't believe that Paul's so fired up about this. We've never found something that really intrigued him before.
My husband, Paul, wants nothing to do with radio, being on the air, any of that stuff. But one thing that over the years he has become proud of most is the fact that he can create what he thinks to be the funniest dad jokes in the world. And at Thanksgiving, I said, you want to tell some dad jokes on the air? And he was like, yeah. And he read the messages after we did it, saying that they were good. He was so excited that he made my 13-year-old daughter create a Zap Dad Jokes page on Instagram for him.
He's a big deal.
Every day he posts a different joke, not him, my 13-year-old daughter. He tells her the joke, she writes it, and then she posts it. He has like 52 followers or something like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, and he gets so excited every time he gets a new follower. All right, here he is.
This is Paul Zapp for Zap Dad Jokes. Follow me on Instagram. Hashtag Zap Dad Jokes. Don't forget it.
Okay, also know that he doesn't know that it's a handle, Zap Dad Jokes.
Yeah.
He says hashtag, but
yeah.
You know what he means.
You get it, right. Uh-huh, right. I'm speaking his language.
Right.
The best Christmas present I ever got was a broken drum. You just can't beat it.
That's the thing about dads. They think they're funny. You think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's so corny and tacky. That's why it's funny. Yeah. All right, here we go.
What do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa? A rebel without a clause.
I mean, really, we're going to applaud
that one? He can't be writing all of these. I mean, I think he's getting some of these from somebody.
He researches a lot of them, and then he tries to make them his own.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'll find him on the couch, and I'll be like, oh, are you doing work? And he'll be like, yeah. And then I'll go look over his shoulder, and he quickly X's out, and I'm like,
Why do reindeers wear bells? Because they don't have air brakes. That means they can't stop. Somebody asked that. Why? Clarification.
I still don't understand that one.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Workshopping that one.
I told him that one was terrible. I don't know why he let Hayden post it. All right.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to explain the joke, that's the problem with a joke, right?
I told him I only got two likes, and they were pity likes. One was me.
What do the reindeers use while cleaning the North Pole? Comet.
Oh, that's a good one.
You see what he did there?
That's better.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
I guess. Does anybody even really use Comet anymore? Probably not. Not really, right?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Why does Santa have reindeers instead of pigs? Because nobody would believe in a flying pig.
Really proud of himself.
All right, I'm just going to live in crickets on that one. Yep. It's going to be a little bit quiet
Why
on that
did
one.
Why did the
Grinch
start drinking liquor?
Oh, hold on. This is a good one. I got to start it over.
Okay.
Don't miss this one.
Yep.
Why did the Grinch start drinking liquor? To lift his spirits.
Okay, I see
what he did there.
More.
Pretty good.
Where do Santa's reindeer stop to get coffee? At Starbucks.
Okay.
I see.
We'll give you one more, Paul Zapp. Here we go.
All right.
Why did Frosty the Snowman's girlfriend dump him? Because she thought he was a total flake.
I feel like he's got a notebook full of these things now. Huh?
Oh, no. Every day until Christmas, he posts a new one.
Right.
And I said, what happens after Christmas? And he's like, the joy continues if people want it. So I was like,
they got to ask for it.
Oh, gosh. All right.